going to be not here. They're all going to be here.
I'm going to call the meeting to order. Just slightly out of order. There's another board member we have to have more, so we have to take the meeting. Just before we officially call the meeting for order, apologies on behalf of the board and the listeners, sponsors, many of whom were here right at 10 o'clock. And because the board is large, 25 members, 24 voting members, and 25 members, we're taking a little extra time to get a quorum. I also want to acknowledge the presence in the room of our general manager, Eva Berger. We're all invited to have Eva, a member of this board, Eva Berger, our general manager. Everyone should look to see if they have an agenda. That could apply to listener sponsors as well. There are some on the little round table there. The proposed agenda for the KPFK local station board is actually Mercado La Paloma. Got to get that right. I think the agenda is
Mercado La Paloma. Your coffee's cold.
Welcome. Call to order. And the call of the roll. Raise Aaron. Aaron. There's no thing. David Adelson. Sarah Amir. Maria Armudian. Marie Deary.
The leech is on the way.
Jim
Diodio.
Here. Niall Del Barbani. Niall, not present. I'm sorry, I always know pronounce his name. He slapped me around many times over the Israel Foyer. Bill Gallegos.
Here.
Eva Gerza.
What's the address?
Sir Nicholas. Ken Whitman. Terry Whitman. James Howard.
Here.
Sonali Prabhakar. Alan Dinsky. Ed Pearl. Margaret Prescott. Leslie Radford.
Present.
Julie Rodriguez. Madeline Schwab.
Here.
Fernando Valencia.
Okay.
the other two also done. The point of this item was to try and have all four here. So I'm again asking that that be a time certain after Donna or Alive.
Okay, we're reading item 5. It's the meeting coming up of the Pacific Financial Board in Washington, D.C., October 1st, 1, 2, and 3, I believe. I'd like to let listeners and sponsors know when we established our 25-member board, we were obligated to elect 4 members to the Pacific Financial Board, which runs the network and the foundation. And our 4 members are Donald Warren, Anante Kolhatkar, Julie Chavez, Rodriguez, and David Abelson. We might have all 4 of them here when we do agenda item 5.
Yeah.
If there is no objection,
I think that's it.
Okay, let's raise your red card. So if you want to speak on Chairman Buck's proposal, agenda item 5 be a time certain when all 4 board members. Directors, I should say, when all 4 directors are in the room. And obviously, we would not interrupt an agenda item, but we would take it to the next agenda item. Well, let's just see. Do you want to be recognized, Harrison, or?
So what the proposal is to not discuss the upcoming board meeting?
No. Quite the contrary. The proposal is that we have a very intense discussion about that, but try to have all 4 of the directors present.
At what meeting? When will that occur before the next meeting?
No, it will occur today.
No, Julie's gone. Okay, excuse me. So what we're doing is waiting for their arrival is the idea?
That's all.
And what will happen if they do not all arrive?
Well, then we will still have the agenda item with lacking whatever is not here. Whoever's not here.
Julie's sick, John. She won't be here.
Okay. Julie will not be here, so it will be the other 3 directors.
I'm also aware that Tsunami has a bad injury, so I don't know if she's going to be here.
Okay. Now, people, let me just get clarity on the proposal. Sherna is saying, I think, that we want the optimum number of directors present. So if Tsunami is not coming, and Julie Chavez Rodriguez is sick, we have only 2 possible directors.
One is coming after 12 o'clock.
Yes, David Abelson is here, but Donna Jo Warren is coming after 12. So the simple proposal is that we postpone that
until Donna
gets here. But if she does not arrive, we will still have the agenda item with David.
That's not at noon.
Yeah, we'll have to wait. The idea is to wait until after noon. Any objections to that proposal? See, no objections. Agenda item 5 will be moved until afternoon with the arrival of Donna Warren. Now, there was another person before Sherman, and I actually stopped someone. You're clarifying. Okay.
I have another proposal.
We have a bell for you, Sherna. Wait till we get it.
I would like to make sure that item number 10 is discussed before Eva has to leave.
Okay, so the proposal the chair has received is that item 10, IPC election update, occurs before the general manager leaves. So I'm going to go to the general manager. What is your time frame for this meeting?
2 hours.
And what time is it now?
10:30, 25 to 11.
Okay, let's say 10:30, 11. So you have to leave at 12:30.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to dealing with the agenda item 10 prior to the general manager leaving? And that would be...
We're going to your house.
That would be no later than 12 o'clock. Any objection? Seeing no... Oh, here's a comment from her.
John, we are putting all kinds of things in front of business which has been before us for many months. This seems to me to be an item that ought to be discussed in the programming committee. So Can you give me some justification for,
yes,
for why this is so critical?
I think the proposer of this should, yes, go ahead.
It has been on the agenda for month after month after month. There is now an election that the votes are about to be counted on Monday. There are many issues related to it. This is a time issue. A lot of items that are also important do not have a contactor built in. If we are going to seek the ICC finally, then this needs to get discussed, and it needs to be discussed with the general manager is down here.
Okay, just one moment. The chair is actually going to treat this as a motion. The motion has been made by Chair Clark. Is there a second for the motion? Second, it's been moved to second. So now we have a motion on the floor. And the chair recognizes David Adelson and then Leslie Leslie.
I'd just like to know from Sherna if her proposal is going to modify the counting of ballots in any way. Does she have a motion to that effect?
No, if I have a motion that will not modify, that will not affect the timing of the counting of the ballots.
But it will affect the manner in which the ballots are counted?
I think what we should decide is whether this agenda item is moved to a point where the general manager can be a part of it. That is the only issue. So I think discussing the merits of another motion now would be out of order. Any other discussion on moving this agenda item? Okay. The question has been called. Is it seconded? It's been called and seconded. The question has been called for that further debate. But this is not a vote on the merits of closing the just vote debate. If you vote yes, you will be closing debate. You vote no, you want to debate to continue. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your red cards.
11
opposed. I see no names. The debate is closed. The question has been called. We move immediately to the motion. The motion is to move agenda item 10 to the time when the general manager can be here. Those in favor, signify by raising your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Opposed?
0.
Okay, the motion passed. So,
really quickly, Mr. Chair, I think we need the secretary to be able to get the minutes unless somebody was standing and the secretary is fully done.
That is true. We're not recording now, are we, Carrie? There we are. Are we recording?
She's taking notes.
Yeah. Is there someone on the board who can just record the initial actions? Maybe you can.
No.
Just on this, just a little carry. Okay, now. The chair would entertain a motion to accept the agenda unless there are other issues.
Leslie, did you say anything about the tunnel?
No,
Jim,
that is
the question.
I'd like to propose to switch 9 to 5.
Okay.
And
that
okay,
if we look at agenda item 9, small hall meeting, brain and ad hoc, and switch that to 6 months.
Club 5, because Sherman's already said that can't be dealt with without a
problem. Any objections to that proposal? Any objections to moving 9 up to 5, keeping in mind that 5 has priority as soon as the director is dead? Seeing no objection, let's move agenda item 9 up to 5. Now 5 is the time shirt.
Move to accept the agenda as it is.
There's a motion to accept the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion now over accepting the agenda as proposed?
As revised.
Excuse me, as proposed, as revised. Okay, seeing no, that those in favor of accepting the agenda, raise your red cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Those opposed?
So where did we end up with the IGC?
Okay, here's what we have. The IGC will occur prior to 12 noon so that the general manager can be a part of that discussion. Agenda item 9 has been moved up to number 5, but number 5 is a time certain as soon as another director arrives.
Thank you.
I'm sorry? Okay, Chair recognizes David Adelson.
No, that was recorded and I got all that, and I can get that as well.
Okay, let's go to the approval of agenda approval and pending approval. We're going to ask the Secretary presently setting up the sound and so on, so let's come back to that. Agenda item 2. First of all, again, I want to welcome listener sponsors to Mercado Lama Lama. It's really great to be back here. We very much appreciate your participation. I'm glad to see you all here. Is Mary Rosendale? Mary, great, Mary Rosendale is election supervisor for the election that's coming up very soon. I believe the deadline is approaching on Friday, September 25. I'd like to give Mary a few moments if you have any comments you'd like to make to the board and to the listener sponsors.
I can project. Can everyone hear me? Good morning, everybody. For those who are at the open house on Friday, who are still collecting signatures, I'm here for two reasons today. One is if anyone wants a nomination packet, would like to run for the board, please speak now or forever hold your peace. We're really going to the home stretch. I have to have everything back on Saturday, next Saturday. And I would rather not get 30 nomination packets back on Saturday afternoon. The second thing is, if anyone has any paperwork to give me today, I'm going to be sending to the general manager's report. I do have an appointment in Santa Monica at 11:30, so please give your paperwork to me now. I'll be at the station tomorrow from about 3:30 to 5. If anybody wants to drop by and give me anything, otherwise send me a line on email or U.S. mail. I'll wait around outside a little while if anybody has any questions. One comment I'd like to make is I've gotten some statements and questionnaires back and comments attached that this is a first draft or it will be updated. I want to make everybody aware that whatever statement they give me by September 25th is probably going to go up to Pacifica because the statements are going to go there very quickly to be put on the ballot. So please don't count on revising any statements or editing them or reworking them. You should aim to get your final draft into by September 25th. That said, if there's a typo or some misrepresentation that occurs by accident that we need to change on the website, we can do that. But the statements I have on September 25th are going to Pacifica and they're passing stones.
And that's about all I have to say right now.
Okay, there appear to be some questions for Mary, so let's start here. Leslie, Jeff, Sherna, and Greece, and Israel. We'll try to make them very brief.
I think this is a simple question, Mary. You said you'd be at the station tomorrow. You're not coming back during the week to pick up passes. You won't be available. It has to be by email or snail mail after tomorrow.
No, that's not the case. I will be there September 25th. I'll be there for a good chunk of time on Saturday for locking the passes. I can say now that I'll guarantee to be there between 6 and 10, and I may be there earlier, and I may be there later, but that's the guarantee between 6 and 10. Otherwise, you can email packets to me. I sent an email to all of my candidates yesterday. I hope everybody got it, and I said that in case of accidents or extreme emergency, I will make arrangements with individuals to get their packets. I want everybody who has a packet out and wants to run to be complete and to be able to run.
But they have to be handed directly to you or by email or snail mail.
They cannot be turned into the station. The station is not accepting the paper packets.
Thank you.
They should be mailed. They should be emailed. They should be hand carried into me personally on Monday or on Saturday. Or if there's a problem, someone needs to contact me and we'll make individual arrangements. I'll make myself available for that within reason.
Thank you.
Ed.
The first election, the final.
Yeah, we'll have to speak up, people. And is this doesn't amplify, does it?
Does it amplify?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not on.
Okay, just speak loudly.
All right, I'll speak loudly. It's simple. The first election, believe it or not, the final signatures, huge numbers of them were gotten Friday night. And people came to the station. It was like a party. And it worked. And I noticed it says 5 o'clock is the deadline. I just ask you to think about it. If you say, I know it's tough, maybe not you, but somebody say that until 10 o'clock, you're going to get a bunch. That's not
okay, first of all, 5 o'clock is the deadline. I don't know where it's coming from. I've been asked to correct that information, and I would happily do it if I knew where people were picking it up from. But the comments I'm getting is, well, I heard it was 5 o'clock, but I don't know. Midnight. It's September 25th to September 25th. And that's why I'm going to be there from at least 6 through 10 on Monday.
Wonderful.
On September 25th, which is
Saturday.
No, September 25th is Saturday.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I am just wondering, Mary, are there going to be on air forums when they're wondering last election?
Yes.
One is brief.
Oh yeah. How many candidates are there so far?
The term has completed practice. Are you free? We are not able to practice. I have about over 30. So next two questions are going to graduate on September 26th.
And I think this is real.
No, what about speeches? Are there speeches this time? And if so, what are the arrangements?
I hope everybody sends a picture. I think it's really helpful. Obviously, it has to be a digital photo. You can email it to me. If you have difficulty having a digital photo taken, I'm sure one of your friends or family has to have a digital camera and find someone to email it to me. I'd like to have for everyone to have a photo up on the web because some people have photos already, so the people without photos are at slight disadvantage.
Now, how about people from last time to those that ran before? What about the using the photos from last time to those that ran before? Is that acceptable? Okay. But you're not yourself making any arrangements. You're simply giving me the rules and the advice, right? You're not putting the photos in any way.
Yeah.
The last time it was arranged differently, okay?
Okay.
And one more thing. And we'll
You say that the nominee can be not sure of chance of reviving statements. It's up in the air, what you're saying, and I'm quite clear on that. Or if for sure you can't revive after the 25th.
No.
If the statements have gone to participants, if they're being typeset to the ballot, if you have a statement up on the site, and you find that there's something you didn't intend to put in the statement, but you need to change it, we can do that. After the 25th. I don't want to be editing and revising on a daily basis, so, you know, I'm hoping for some kind of...
Okay, that will have to end the question and answer.
I wanted to ask about the fee waivers and the response to that.
All right, very quickly.
What was the response to the mail out of 700 plus pages requesting people to apply for fee waivers?
I think we got a total of 30 forms back, and most of them sent additional money to be qualified by their own.
Bravo. Motion well made.
Now, Bill, what was your.
No, just 1 minute left.
Oh, 1 minute left. Okay, so that will end the question and answer, but Mary will be available to people to answer the question. Let's go to the reading of the mission statement, which is mandated by the board. Maria Arudian.
Sitka Foundation mission statement. A, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes. No part of the earnings of which inheres to the benefit of any member of the foundation. B, to establish and operate for education in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-operating as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the FCC and subject to their operations to the risks and reactions of the station. C, in radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energy of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. D, in radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and to any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism. E, in radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources of public presentation as accurate, objective, comprehensiveness on all matters by the affecting community.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm sorry, yes, point of order.
Bill tells me that our 9 minutes are up.
Okay, we have two motions on meeting process in this agenda item, so the chair would entertain a motion to extend.
So move.
How much time, though?
Move by 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Is there a second?
Point of information.
Is it moved in second?
One moment.
Okay, I'll come to you as well. The move to second is that this agenda item be extended 5 minutes.
For prior to the vote, what is the nature of the motion in terms of time to be realistic?
Okay, there's plenty of I believe. One is one. Incidentally, the chair is going to recommend that we go to 1-4 and 1-against on these motions. We vote and con and then go to a direct vote if that's possible. One would be for against. If on round,
it's
a very thin little motion of
the
danger. I want to address this point of order first.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
The second one is from Sherna Gluck, and do you have copies of that? Okay, so those motions are before the board on the now, we're only discussing the extension of this agenda item. Any other discussion?
No, we just needed to come in. No, no.
I'm sorry, but I'm confused. I thought that at the meeting in Echo Park that we defeated that motion.
We defeated it happening that day.
I don't think this one was considered.
We decided not to put it on the agenda.
Yeah.
I remember voting on it.
Can we ask the secretary for clarification on this?
Okay. The only discussion now is the extension of this agenda item discussion. Harrison.
We are undertaking to certain motions on process. Why those motions are not the one that I proposed months ago and is under is old business? Why are these not relegated to new business? And why is my motion not included in this list of two motions that are being considered?
Okay, do you have your motion with you?
I do.
You know,
I've had it every meeting for many months.
Okay, then let's disclose what the motion before the body, which is to extend this agenda item 5 minutes, then look to see how we're going to use those 5 minutes if we get them. Any other discussion on extending? David? Is for an extension of 10 minutes on this agenda item. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, the chair would entertain a call for questions. Okay, we have no discussion, so we will write your vote. Those in favor of extending this agenda item 10 minutes, raise your red cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, and you can get a red card now. I'm going to pass the vote for extending for 10 minutes. So the motion passes.
Point of order.
Go ahead. Well, it's on the agenda.
I believe that it seems to be an amount of time while I'm also talking
about the No. I don't think so. To extend time.
It always has, Don, I believe.
No, I'm going to rule that the body can extend more time on an agenda item by a majority vote. But could someone.
To extend time, that be a teacher or a teacher or the agenda?
Yeah, we're just extending time on an agenda item. Okay, before we go ahead to the 10 minutes, let's not break them up.
I'd like to object to the chair's motion.
Go ahead.
I'd like to object to the chair's motion. I think if we set a precedent here that we can extend time by majority vote, we will be here for another 6 hours.
Okay, you know, we need someone. Excuse my situation here. My impression is to alter an agenda, you need 2/3. But to extend a time on an agenda item, I was under the impression it was majority. Where's Terry? Terry here.
I would like to second.
Not through this. In 10 minutes can be done.
One moment. I do want to be sure, according to Roberts, that extending the time of an agenda item is only a majority vote.
Please look at 215, page 215.
Oh, just read it to us.
Sometimes the chair member may sense that the assembly would prefer to continue consideration presently pending question or take up another matter first. To continue consideration of the presently pending question or blah blah blah. In such cases, the assembly by a 2/3 vote can set aside the orders of the day.
So 2/3.
Extending debate on an agenda item. Does that...
My understanding of this is that it says 2/3. I think it's, we can look in the gray section in the back and find it there as well.
Page 16 of the summary in the back.
majority of the
Okay, two-thirds. All right, then the motion does fail for lack of a two-thirds vote. So we're now looking at agenda item 3, the general manager's report. Thank you for being here, Eva. And my apologies to you. I actually put a couple things in the agenda I said you'd be talking about. You can either do so. Even Georgia, now let's get a microphone to Eva.
Are they working?
There is one.
No.
There is.
Are they working? Well, not. You'll miss me when I'm done. Yeah, go in there. I don't know what resolution was that. Good morning, everybody. Microphones are intimidating.
And they don't work either.
And they don't work. Is this working?
It's got a reverb.
Oh, it's Jack. I didn't recognize him. That's Jack with a new hair. I guess so. I didn't even get one. Are you working now? Okay.
That one I turned down.
That's fine, but I was just in the studio because I wanted to see you. I want to thank, I especially want to thank Mary Rosendale for, you know, running a really smooth election for us to this point. She's been very effective. This is so much better than the last election. And it is just a matter of both of our conversation, but you've made it a lot easier for us, so I just want to express my gratitude for that. A couple of things. We've all been waiting for the outcomes for the IEC elections. The elections are finalized now. The vote for the staff, paid and unpaid, has been finalized. The vote for the collective. So I believe the count will take place on Monday. And Shona has got a resolution on the issue because we don't think there's enough women that's been elected to the Interprogram Council. So hopefully we will be able to see the full body of the Program Council within the next week or two. Fund Drive, our October Fund Drive is coming up. The date will be October 12th to 24th. So any of you in the room that would like to volunteer, you can volunteer. And I'm also like to invite the LSB to participate because it just gives you an idea of the operations of the station. It's a wonderful time to be at the station. I'm not going to go through my report. I'm going to take questions on the report, so I just want to go through some of the issues. I wrote in a report about the challenges we still face with premiums at the station and how that is affecting us because we still have a lot of premiums outstanding from previous drives. We did set up a phone bank a couple of weeks ago where volunteers sat on the phone and they called people. So I want to thank those volunteers. I'm not sure who all of them were. But we had a really positive response because it was an apology to the listener, but also an opportunity for them to choose an alternative premium, which worked out very well. But for us, one of the bigger challenges is the amount of premiums that we use doing drive. The last fund drive, we had 625 premiums, individual premiums that we, used during the drive, which was just creating the administrative nightmare. So, in the next drive, I'm sure programmers won't be happy, but we're going to try and streamline, bring it down to 250 premiums and come up with, regulations, rules and regulations for premiums kind of the model that CPSA has been functioning on over the last couple of years has been very successful, and it's just an educational process. Upcoming on October 7th, some of you might be aware, Pacifica has an initiative, a national initiative called 10 and 10, and it's 10 cities, 10 different radio stations, 10 different issues that we address, that we've decided to address to the lead up to the election. KPSK will be doing civil liberties, and the two issues we will be addressing is immigration and police brutality. Alan Minsky has agreed to produce this event. It will be on October 7th. I hope that all the ISB members can be there and invite our listeners. It will be a town hall meeting. We're looking at having 3-4 speakers at that event. It's a fundraiser for both KPFK and Pacifica. But this week on the radio, you'll start hearing weekly programs from the other stations. So the 10 and 10 programming will start happening as we go towards the election. The next thing on the election we'll be doing will be on November 5th with the post-analysis with Blaise Bompain, and we're still waiting for more speakers to be added to that event. Blaise just came out with his new book, and I think November 5th is going to be a perfect time to have a town hall meeting with listeners to look at the elections outcome. Either way, it's going to be a challenge, and people would need kind of a forum where they can discuss and talk about how to move forward and what we, you know, how we as a station and listeners play a role. There's several positions open. As you all know, they've been posted. Some of the most important ones are development director and news director that I need assistance from this LSB so that we can form committees and start the interview process. Hopefully we can get some, I don't know, maybe a motion on it or some volunteers here today. And I think that's the extent of what I want to report on. The RNC coverage, we did really well. We did a lot of special programming over the last month, including 9/11 programming that went very well. People like Fernando and Picantic. Also, I think it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Maria, you can help me if I'm incorrect. I think it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays that MP does a one-hour show on elections. The RNC coverage went well. We haven't received any complaints from listeners, so that means it went well. So, but there was a lot of special programming. Margaret Prescott at this point, and Armando is in New York. Chavez, they're following Chavez. So we'll be getting the Chavez speeches as well as live reporting from Margaret Prescott. I also want to congratulate Margaret. She has been amazing. She went to Venezuela. She covered the referendum for us. She has been remarkable on the RNC coverage. And Margaret is just one of those people that are growing and somebody that's on the ground all the time in touch with the community. And we hope to get an exclusive with Hugo Chavez with her. So she's working on that. Keep your thumbs up for those that pray, those who say a prayer. So, but you'll be hearing Margaret from New York. She'll be in D.C. and then the U.N. where Hugo Chavez will be speaking. And now I'd just like to take questions and comments. Yes.
Very good. Well, let's begin with the board. I will go to you. Yes.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about in the Finance Committee and the board approved for the possible adjustment of the budget line specifically having to do with salaries, and there were a couple other minor contingencies. Did you have a chance to do anything on that? Where does that all stand right now? You were going to talk to Lonnie and then you were going to talk to them.
The three areas were to increase the salary line item up to 10%. The other area was training, and the other area was FSRN. On FSRN, Pacifica is putting the money into that, so they have said the stations don't need to put anything more into the budget. On training, we doubled the amount of money on training in the budget. I'm not sure what it is. No, it wasn't zero. So I'm not sure whether you can extend that number to. On salaries, we did have an increase. I'm not sure that it was up to 10%, but it covers what we put forward at the station that we possibly needed. So that's the. And then, Dave, I guess you'll be talking about the budget, right? Topic. At this point, the budget has been submitted, so we're waiting for the October meeting with the PNB to see if we can get approval on that. The budget does have, we have a positive budget that we're looking forward for FY05, so I don't see any reason why the PNB would not monitor more budget. Any other questions or comments?
Eva, we talked last time, I think, somewhere along the line about the issue of CPSK sponsoring events with other groups, etc. I'm wondering if you've developed a policy yet on what the procedure will be. In other words, not an approach by somebody, for instance, what is the procedure trying to get KPSK co-sponsorship of helping in film festivals? Do we have a procedure in place yet that we could visit people who have an event that they would like to engage in co-sponsorship?
Thanks, Shannon, for the question. I'll tell you what we have in place, and then we're reviewing it right now. And what we're going to do is put an order reply on the website and also put what's required, because right now you have 4 to 6 weeks. On a weekly basis, on a Thursday management meeting, and then we either approve a co-sponsorship or not. But just for clarity's sake, a co-sponsorship doesn't mean money. Some people are under the impression that it's money. It's just us letting our name as a media institution. And then what we get back is media promotion out of it. So what we find, this is a challenge, because we get hundreds on a weekly basis. The problem is that everybody that sends in their proposal for co-sponsorship automatically believes or under the impression that they'll get a co-sponsorship. So one of the things we talked about is looking at maybe, say, an organization can only get a co-sponsorship once every 6 months, once a year. For instance, you have organizations that are fundraising their annual dinners, and the assumption now is KPSK will sponsor every year. So that is the challenge. There's too many. And people don't have, you know, clarity on it, so we are working on something. And what I'll do, I'll send out a final draft to the other team that I walk up to the team into it. But if you get any comments, you know, the best thing that you can do that would be helpful is that we cannot possibly respond to all of that. That's the other thing. That's why we have to put out the order of response. We try and do, like the phone series now that people are asking, we have like 10 in the same week, and you can't put all of them on. So what we do, if somebody cannot get a co-sponsorship, we'll put them up on the calendar, the honor calendar. We'll ask the programmer to do maybe one program on the issue. They all go on the website. So there's alternative ways of, you know, promoting events, even if it's not co-sponsored.
Israel. Oh, can
you follow
up on that? Well, actually, we only have 5 minutes left here. Israel.
You've got about 3 minutes, John.
So, can you hear me?
No. John?
Can you hear me? I want to follow up on the last question. Are there any criteria and such for who gets co-sponsored and who makes those decisions?
Yes, there are two criteria. There's a list of criteria. What I'll do, I'll send it out tomorrow to the RSB, because it's a whole list of them. And then who decides? The management team and the collective. Every Thursday we have a management meeting, and that's when we address requests for co-sponsorship. Let me also say to the, particularly for the RSB, this is another issue of clarity. The way traffic works, if people want something on the air, your laws are prepared 24 hours ahead. For the weekend, logs are prepared on Friday, and I get a lot of times where members send something to and say, okay, you know, could you announce this? You have to at least give us 24 to 48 hours. You know, if you want to promote somebody's event, that's the other thing that's important just to mention.
We actually have 1 minute left, I believe. So this would have to be almost a yes or no question if anyone has. Okay, no one does. Eva, thank you very, very much.
Oh, come here.
I'd like to volunteer for the news director. Jim wants to volunteer in the news department. News director, sir. Any other comments or questions to the general manager? Now, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming here. And hold on, because the Jethro Heights of Ken will be coming up in just a moment. We're going to agenda item 4, the Community Advisory Board. This is mandated by the bylaws that each signal area have a Community Advisory Board, and we do have a committee working on this, so let's move to, is it Bill Gallegos?
Well, it was actually going to be Julie Rodriguez, and then it was, she got taken ill, and I think she asked Marie Deary to make a presentation, so Marie's not here right now.
Marie is not here, and Julie is not here.
Okay, here's the process.
If I could interrupt for a moment, Bill was trying to save time, so he's now going to be part of the agenda. Did someone please take... It's 25 minutes starting right now.
Okay. Julie convened different discussions and talked to different people, the members of color of this board, to try to put together a process. What we did was we solicited nominees for the Community Advisory Board from those members, as well as all of the members of the LSB. And we got a fairly extensive list that totaled over 20-some people for a 15-person board. We have gotten yes responses to 14. And I counted 12 and then to 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, what we had to find out is we went through kind of a process. We had to see if people were interested in doing it. So that was the thing, because what we said to them is the criteria we used are, do they have a connection with the community that we're trying to reach? Are they willing to do it and to put it in the town? And are they listening to KPFK and supporters of KPFK? So it was fairly simple criteria that we used. And I'll just name, if it's okay, I'll just name some of the people. Professor Kimberly Crenshaw, African American professor of African American Studies and Critical Race Theory. Penda Guan, an African American organizer, that no African American Holocaust celebration. Mike Sarmiento, a young activist from the Filipino Workers Center. Charles Porter, a young African American who works with the homeless populations, especially homeless youth on Skid Row. Mo Mansouri, Asian Pacific Islander, who has been a long-time supporter of the station. Jeff Lyons, African American with the International Socialist Organization and Peace and Freedom Party. Ana Rodriguez, a Latina who works with Planned Parenthood. Inocencia Riker, she's Jamaican?
She's African.
She's African, who works with the Pacific Institute for Health, Women's Health. Ana Lau, a Chinese American community activist and cultural worker. Joaquin Calderon, an organizer for SEIU Local 399. Norma Vega, who's a community organizer with the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Foundation. Lisa Holder, African American civil rights and human rights attorney. Michael Shahade, who's representing the Palestinian and Arab community. Oh, Michelle, I'm sorry, Michelle. Jose Gonzalez, young Latino, animal rights activist. And those are the folks that we have. Did he say yes? No, these are the folks that have confirmed that they are willing to be on the board. So we have others who have been recommended that we have not confirmed, they have not responded. Professor David Horn, African American leader in the reparations movement. Jamal Gore, African American with the Talking Drums Community Forum. Ben Awarlani, representing the Palestinian Arab community. Hakmit Kari, director of the South Asian Network. Wong Wong Kim, who is the former executive director, he's a Korean American, and former executive director of the Multicultural Collaborative and of the Korean Youth and Community Center. Rand Brown, I don't know the, I think he might be African American, he's a professional actor, and he's a professional actor. And Jerry Silva, and I believe it was recommended by Donna, and I don't know, it doesn't say anything about her background here. Now we do have one other person, Mary Welch, who some of you know, who's been a Pacifica supporter for a long time, who helped prepare, I think, a report to the CPB before and says she's willing to be a resource to the CAB. She will not be a CAB member, but she's willing to help, which is very helpful for, I think, the folks that are going to be doing this. Oh, James Johnson, I'm sorry. James Johnson is an organizer. He's a political director at FEIU, which local?
Before I call, I'm just going to call on myself. I normally do not do this for clarity. So I'll step away as well. I'm just going to call on myself. Just to clarify, the big problem here that we're facing, and I think all members of the board realize this, is timeline and the obligation of our general manager to file a report that lists the work of the Community Advisory Board in order to qualify for over $1.5 million in funding. So I think before we, I just want to remind the board, we should be focusing on timeline. How do we get these people confirmed? How do we have them assemble in a meeting? How can they contribute to the report that the general manager is obligated to put out? I also am under the gun right now because the foundation executive director is demanding a progress report on the CAB.
But can I make, we have a recommendation?
Yes.
About how this might
before,
work.
Before we go to board members, I'm going to let Bill finish this report.
Right. I think what we're saying, since we have, we were actually talking about having 15 members to the board, but our recommendation is that we take everybody who's willing to be on so we can have a really inclusive and diverse board. What we're recommending, though, is that we convene a meeting of the people that have agreed since we have more than 15. So that we convene them and then we work on confirmation of others, or maybe they'll say no. But we would have maybe at the most a 22-person board, which would be workable, but we have a critical number and a diverse and inclusive representation so that we could actually begin to convene a meeting and maybe we would be able to confirm the other people by the time they do meet, but that we wouldn't have to put off meeting pending confirmation of everyone.
Okay, does that conclude the report? Now, do you have a concrete motion to present to the board to that effect?
Yeah, our motion would be that we, the board accept the list of nominees. I really apologize, and I think Marie probably intended to do it, to bring the list, this list that I have. I'm kind of pinch hitting here. But that we accept this list of the ones that have been confirmed and the ones that have agreed or that were have been nominated pending their agreement to be on the board. So we're asking basically that we accept this list of proposed nominees.
Well,
all the ones that said yes.
Are you recommending by your motion that we expand the number that we originally had, which was 15, to whatever that may be?
Yes.
And it could, should we say 25? I mean, should we have a number?
Open.